Colin, I hear that this is your first dig.
Yes, it is. This is the first time I've been on an archaeological dig.
Is it everything you expected it to be?
It is. It's a lot less strenuous than I was expecting. The first couple of days were back-breaking work, trying to shift all the topsoil, clear the turf, and it was utterly exhausting. But after that, we've got into a fair rhythm, trying to clear away things, being able to take a bit of a break whilst making all the records of everything that we find. And it's a wonderful experience. It's a great mystery to be able to try and unearth things and making guesses every so often about the possible interpretations of whatever we're finding. And I'm finding it a really enjoyable and great learning experience.
And what has your favourite context layer been?
Well, I'd have to say probably... It's not a context layer, but the wall is definitely the favourite of the things I've uncovered. I suppose it's got to count as 1003. Here I am in Trench 1, Sven's Trench, and right from day 1 we uncovered this wall. And since we're up at the top of the trench trying to look for the tower, it's a bit exciting. The fact that it isn't what we've expected and it seems to be some other function for the castle. Yeah. Is no less exciting, but I think that's been one of the highlights, is trying to get through that.
So we're all abuzz about the wall. Buzz, buzz. And what is it that you find so striking about this wall?
It's a nice, clearly, it looks like a fairly nice medieval feature, probably 14th century, and it's just that it's a very definite structure. Everything else has been rubble, been sort of, we've had a modern path up at the top here, just made of gravel, we've been having layers of sand and layers of mud, and lots of modern layers that seem to have no function related to the castle itself, but this is something very clear and obvious that's distinctly sort of, well, something to do with the castle, and I think that's just what was quite exciting about it. Also, I'm just fascinated to see what we find in the little trench below it, down in 103, where our beautiful assistants are mattocking at the moment. Because it's got a lot of potential.
Would you settle for anything smaller?
Well, yes, I would. I think any sort of small datable find would be quite nice. So far, the best thing I've turned up was...
Are you a bit lonely?
What? No, I was just talking about archaeological finds. So far, the best thing I've turned up was just a shilling, but they've got quite a lot of nice stuff coming into...
Heard there's much money in archaeology. Bone Kickers makes it look so glamorous, but you know, that's the BBC for you. And now... What is your theory about the Drum Tower? I've heard a lot of excitement. Many whispered Drum Towers, Drum Towers, Drum Towers, and so...
Well, the walls as they stand, it doesn't really look like the Drum Towers were ever part of them. There's no trace of it left in the structure here. It looks like it's gone to a number of different changes.
Comrade, are you joining my revolution to undermine Sven?
I don't think I'm undermining Sven. Undermining Roger Parmeter, who's been going on about the Drum Towers a long time. I think if they did exist, they're in a gatehouse that predated the one that's here.
Mm.
And this gatehouse was built to replace it. But I'm really not certain whether or not we'll find
them. A unique take on the non-existent theory. I like it. A fresh look. That's what we need. Fresh eyes in archaeology. And how are your eyes doing? Are you developing an eye for artifacts?
I haven't been finding enough artifacts, but I'm getting to develop an eye for the different layers of earth.
Yes. You're digging yourself a hole, are you?
Seems that way, certainly with this interview.
Well, if you feel that way, we'd best get back to work.
Okay, thank you.